This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on career and prospects in sports. The participants are Uday Vishwanath Deshpande, Padma Shri and International Mallakhamb Coach, Poonam Benival, Senior Development Officer, Top Scheme, Dr. Satyapal Singh, Chief Coach of Parasports, and Abhijit Bhattacharya, former volleyball player. Moderators are Deeksha Saxena and Kamal Kumar Pajapati, Akashvani correspondents.
Swami Vivekananda said, "Arise, awake, and stop not until the goal is reached." This golden saying by Swami Vivekananda holds true for the sportspersons. In ancient India, various traditional sports were popular. With the changing time, modern sports have picked up momentum and now various new sports have found their way into our lives. The golden saying by Swami Vivekananda is still relevant as we have been witnessing a sporting spectacle for nearly 2 months. India's performance at the global stage, Paris Summer Olympics and Paralympics has inculcated interest amongst the youth who have been contemplating a career in sports. Let's listen to Padma Shri and International Mallakhamb coach Uday Vishwanath Deshpande on the significance of the traditional sports.
Along with modern sports, a number of traditional sports are also a part of India's culture. Government is making tremendous efforts to revive India's traditional sports. To discuss more on this, I am joined by Padma Shri, Mr. Uday Vishwanath Deshpande. Mr. Deshpande, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mr. Deshpande, for your work in the field of traditional sport Mallakhamb, you were conferred with Padma Shri earlier this year. For the benefit of our listeners, could you please explain what is the sport Mallakhamb?
Mallakhamb is the only sport which is played 2 feet, 4 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet above the ground level. All other sports like cricket, hockey, football, judo or kabaddi or koko, all games are played on the ground level. This is the only sport which is played above the ground level. So it is one wooden pole, 8.5 feet in the height, smooth, well polished, and different acrobatic exercises, yogi postures are performed on that, or one cotton rope which is suspended from the top, and different acrobatic exercises and yogi postures are performed on that.
Mr. Deshpande, do you feel that the traditional sports of India can find a place in the international sporting events?
Yeah, of course. Unless we make efforts, it is not going to happen. So I am very much thankful to Honorable Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi ji, introduced these traditional games in Khelo India, like Kalaripayattu, like Tangtha, or like Yoga and Mallakhamb. Earlier, they were saying, why, what is Mallakhamb? Mallakhamb is just exercise like Dand and Baithak, so you cannot call it a sport. But now it is recognized as a competitive sport. It is included in the national games and it is also part of All India Intervarsity games and also National School Games Federation also has recognized it. So now the competitions are there on the district, state, national level by Mallakhamb Federation of India and also All India Intervarsity and also at the National School Games.
Mr. Deshpande, how traditional sports of India is being popularized across the world? How many countries across the globe are showing an interest in India's traditional sports?
See, India's traditional sports have got a very reputed background history. Its scientific values and the foreigners, especially the Westerners, they study it to the deep root and they find out these values and they are more attracted towards these traditional sports. Mallakhamb is known as the fastest growing traditional sport in the world.
Thank you so much, Mr. Deshpande, for sparing your valuable time and sharing insights with us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ms. Poonam Benival, Senior Development Officer, Top Scheme, talks about the scheme and how can the sport, boxing, be a career option.
Sports has garnered a lot of interest in youngsters lately. With the success of the country at a global level, more and more youth is attracted towards sports. To discuss more on this,
I am joined by Ms. Poonam Benival, Senior Development Officer, Top Scheme. Ms. Benival, welcome to Akashwani News.
Thank you.
Ms. Benival, I would like to understand from you, what is Top Scheme and how is this helping in developing a career in the sports?
Actually, TOPS itself, it means Target Olympic Podium Scheme. It means it helps the sports person preparing for Olympics, upcoming Olympics. Like we have got core group in Top Scheme. It means the sports person who are preparing for upcoming LA Olympics and they are medal probable and effective participants. It means they are going to be top 8 in coming Olympics. We select them, we provide them required funding, we provide them individualized training, foreign coaches, sports sciences support wherever required, foreign exposure, competitions, training, exposures, everything whatever is required to support them at highest level. And then there is a development scheme where we provide them 25,000 per month and in core we used to provide them 50,000 per month stipend as well. And development group people are just a bench strength for upcoming LA Olympics and upcoming 2032 Brisbane Olympics. Then apart from top government schemes, there is like Khelo India scheme as well, where there are around 3,000 sports person in different sports discipline like the athletics, boxing, badminton, weightlifting. So in that, we provide 10,000 per month for the preparation at the grassroots level. So it's like a pyramid, Khelo India scheme, then development scheme, then core group.
I wanted to understand from you, since you have been a boxing coach as well, how can a career be built in boxing and how can kids find a path to get into this sport?
As far as sports is concerned, when we used to play 20 years back, then it was like study, medical, non-medical. Now these days we have many examples. People are performing at very highest level. You see the example at the Paralympics, one of the IAS officer, he's becoming Olympic medalist and he's IAS as well. So apart from like your performance as a sports person in international events, there are various career fields you can follow in sports as well. You can start your coaching career, you can be a very good coach, then you can become a referee judge official. Apart from that, there are various firms these days. You can start sports management, sports administrator, marketing. Then there is a whole field as well like these days, sports law as well. And apart from this, for training of the sports person, we need sports sciences staff as well. Strength and conditioning experts are there, physios are there, sports medicine doctor are there, physiologists, psychologists, biomechanists, anthropometry, nutrition, video analysts are there. So these many areas are there. If someone wants to pursue his or her career in sports, it's like a very wide field. And once you start, you just enjoy your journey in sports.
Ms. Benival, I'm sure when you say this, this is out of your own experience. Now, very briefly, I would like you to explain how can sports help in shaping the personality of an individual?
Sports is one of the means. It creates a good human being in you. It reveals the sportsman spirit in you. It creates a kind of self-confidence in you. You know, when you start sports as a career, then you participate in tournament, you win, you feel very happy. If you lose, you learn a lot. So, I mean, as far as personality grooming is concerned, in sports, it's a wonderful path. Keep you physically healthy. It means you become mentally healthy as well. And psychologically, you become very boosted up. So, I mean, this is one of the finest fields where you can groom your personality.
Lastly, Ms. Benival, I would like you to give a message to the youngsters who are listening to our program today and who are aiming for a career in sports. How can they take their journey forward?
See, these days, government schemes are there, various private sectors are there to support the upcoming budding youngsters. So you just start sports as a career, whichever game, whether it is a team game, whether it is an individual sport, you just start, then there are people to help you out. And as far as career is concerned, as a sports person, when you represent country, you win medal for country, you have got government incentives, you get name and fame. Apart from that, post your career, there are various fields, as I mentioned earlier, you can make your career as well.
Thank you so much, Ms. Benival, for sparing your valuable time and participating in this show. Thank you so much for speaking to Akashwani News.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, let's listen to an interaction between Dr. Satyapal Singh, Chief Coach, Para Sports, and Kamal Kumar Prajapati, Akashwani correspondent, on how para sports has evolved over a period of time.
पेरिस में आयोजित हुए इस बार पैरालंपिक खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन शानदार रहा और इस ऐतिहासिक प्रदर्शन में भारत के जो पैरालंपिक में भाग लेने वाले एथलीट्स थे, खिलाड़ी थे, उन्होंने 29 मेडल जीतकर दुनिया भर में भारत का झंडा फहराया। और आज हम कार्यक्रम में इसी हवाले से बात कर रहे हैं कि जो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स है उसमें एक दिव्यांग खिलाड़ी कैसे अपना करियर बना सकता है, क्या संभावनाएं हैं और कैसे बड़े स्तर पर, विश्व स्तर पर पदक जीतकर या स्पोर्ट्स में अपना नाम करके वो प्रसिद्धि हासिल कर सकता है। हमारे साथ आज एक विशेष मेहमान कार्यक्रम में जुड़े हैं। हम स्वागत करना चाहेंगे पैरा स्पोर्ट्स में चीफ कोच और एक लंबे समय तक इस पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को अपना मार्गदर्शन देते रहे डॉक्टर सत्यपाल सिंह का। बहुत बहुत स्वागत है सर आपका कार्यक्रम में।
सर नमस्कार, धन्यवाद सर।
सर आपसे हम पहले समझना चाहेंगे, एक कमेंट लेना चाहेंगे इस बात पर कि इस बार का जो प्रदर्शन रहा, पहले तो जो हमारे पैरा एथलीट्स थे और जिन खिलाड़ियों ने भाग लिया, जिन्होंने पदक जीते, इस परफॉर्मेंस को आप कैसे देखते हैं?
मैं इस परफॉर्मेंस को ऐसे देखता हूं कि जब मैंने पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को कोचिंग कराना स्टार्ट किया था तब इंडिया का 2008 में बीजिंग ओलंपिक्स में इंडिया की तरफ से 5 एथलीट पार्टिसिपेट किए थे। एक तो उसमें शूटर थे, 2 पावर लिफ्टर थे और 2 एथलेटिक्स के थे और मैं उसमें कोच था। तब हमारा एक भी मेडल नहीं आया था। और 2008 से 2024 तक जो हिंदुस्तान में पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर बदलाव आया है, जो नजरिया चेंज हुआ है, ये उसी का नतीजा है कि हम 29 मेडल तक पहुंच सके।
जी बिल्कुल, बहुत ही कम समय में इतनी बड़ी यात्रा को जो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स है उसने पार किया है। जैसा कि आपने बताया भी कि मात्र 16 सालों में इतने बड़े स्तर पर भारत पहुंचा है, तो हम आपसे समझना चाहेंगे कि जो एक दिव्यांग खिलाड़ी होता है, अक्सर स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर भी हमारे देश में शुरुआत बहुत लंबे समय तक एक हिचक रही है इसको अपना करियर बनाने को लेकर, लेकिन दिव्यांग जो व्यक्ति हैं उसके लिए तो समाज में इसे बहुत बड़ी चुनौती भी समझा जाता है और बहुत सारे पेरेंट्स अपने बच्चों को इस फील्ड में जाने के लिए शायद हिचकते होंगे। आप क्या कहना चाहेंगे इस बारे में कि अब जो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स है वो कैसे एक बहुत बड़ा एक करियर कहें एक, या फिर कहें कि एक बहुत बड़ा उनके जीवन का हिस्सा बनकर उभरा है?
जी, मैं आपको एक छोटा सा एक कहानी बताऊंगा कि दुनिया में थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्पोर्ट्स, थर्ड पॉपुलर स्पोर्ट्स वो पैरा ओलंपिक्स होता है। नंबर 1 ओलंपिक्स, नंबर 2 फीफा वर्ल्ड कप और नंबर 3 पैरा ओलंपिक्स। 2008 से पहले यहाँ पे बहुत ही कम लोग पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को जानते थे, लेकिन दुनिया भर में पैरा स्पोर्ट्स जो है वो 1960 से खेला जाता है और बड़े ही अच्छे स्तर पर इसका आयोजन किया जाता है। और हिंदुस्तान में जो भी दिव्यांग व्यक्ति है, जैसा कि सभी जानते हैं स्पोर्ट्स का मेन मोटिव होता है हेल्दी वर्ल्ड एंड फ्रेंडली वर्ल्ड, तो मैं ये समझता हूँ कि एक दिव्यांग व्यक्ति को ज्यादा हेल्थ की जरूरत होती है और उनको भी स्पोर्ट्स में आके पार्टिसिपेट करना चाहिए और अपने को हेल्दी रखना चाहिए। स्पोर्ट्स केवल हमें चैंपियन नहीं बनाता, स्पोर्ट्स हमें एक अच्छी लाइफ देता है। जैसा कि कल प्रधानमंत्री जी ने बोला था कि एक दिव्यांग व्यक्ति जब स्पोर्ट्स खेलता है, जब एक कोच उसको ट्रेनिंग कराता है, तो उसको केवल स्पोर्ट्स की तैयारी नहीं, उसको जीवन जीने का तरीका भी सिखाता है। तो ये एक स्पोर्ट्स ही बता सकता है कि एक व्यक्ति को कैसे अपना लाइफ जीना चाहिए और उसको कैसे अपने जीवन में प्रोग्रेस करना चाहिए। तो ये बहुत बड़ी बात है कि हिंदुस्तान में हर व्यक्ति, हर दिव्यांग, जैसे कि गवर्नमेंट ने पिछले कुछ दिनों में खेलो इंडिया का आयोजन किया, फर्स्ट खेलो इंडिया पैरा गेम्स जो कि दूरदर्शन पे आयोजित किए गए, पूरे हिंदुस्तान में उसको दिखाया गया, तो उससे हमारे हिंदुस्तान में पूरे पैरा स्पोर्ट्स की अवेयरनेस बढ़ी है, जिसके कारण बहुत सारे एथलीट्स पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को करना चाहते हैं और बहुत सारे दिव्यांग जो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स में अपना करियर बना रहे हैं।
आपने जैसा कि गवर्नमेंट के सपोर्ट के बारे में बात कही, तो हम आपसे यहाँ ये समझना चाहेंगे कि बीते वर्षों में जो सपोर्ट सरकार की ओर से मिला है, स्पोर्ट्स अथॉरिटी की ओर से मिला है, उसको आप कैसे देखते हैं? और हमने देखा भी है कि प्रधानमंत्री व्यक्तिगत तौर पर खिलाड़ियों की जीत पर उनसे बात करते हैं, खिलाड़ियों को, एथलीट्स को सम्मानित भी किया जाता है। कैसे आप इस सपोर्ट को देखते हैं और इस सपोर्ट ने कितना बड़ा काम किया है देश में और समाज में पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर अवेयरनेस फैलाने में?
जैसा कि मैं आपको बता दूं, जो दिव्यांग व्यक्ति होते हैं उसमें हर पर्सन के अंदर, हर एक दिव्यांग व्यक्ति के अंदर अलग अलग तरह की दिव्यांगता होती है। किसी में दृष्टि बाधित होते हैं, जो ब्लाइंड होते हैं, कुछ लिम्स के जिनके अंग कुछ भिन्न हो जाते हैं, कोई एक्सीडेंटल केस होते हैं, कुछ मेंटली रूप से चैलेंज होते हैं, तो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स के अंदर यही दिव्यांगता के अलग अलग ग्रुप बना के उनका कंपटीशन किया जाता है। तो ये सब इसका प्रोसीजर, ये एक बहुत ज्यादा टेक्निकल होता है। तो जब सरकार के पास ये प्रपोजल आए, मैं सरकार के पास खुद लेके जाता रहा कि पैरा स्पोर्ट दुनिया में होता है, पैरा ओलंपिक्स नाम की चीज होती है, पैरा स्पोर्ट्स के इवेंट कॉमनवेल्थ में भी होते हैं, पैरा एशियन गेम्स भी होते हैं, तो उनको समझने में थोड़ा टाइम लगा। फिर हम धीरे 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 जैसे समझ में आता गया, और हम इधर से कोचिस जो है सभी मिलके प्रयास करते रहे, कुछ दिव्यांग व्यक्ति को आगे लाते रहे, जैसे मेडल जीतना स्टार्ट किया तो सरकार ने भी उतनी तेजी से इसमें अपना इंटरेस्ट दिखाना शुरू किया और सरकार ने भी बहुत ज्यादा सपोर्ट करना स्टार्ट किया। सरकार ने सारी फैसिलिटी जो एबल एथलीट को यहाँ पे मिलती है, वही सेम दिव्यांग व्यक्ति को, एक पैरा एथलीट को हिंदुस्तान में वही फैसिलिटी दी जाती है, चाहे आप कैश अवार्ड की बात करें, चाहे ट्रेनिंग फैसिलिटी की बात करें। और मैं यहाँ आपको बताना चाहूंगा, सरकार ने उससे अलग हटके कुछ ऐसे सेंटर डेवलप किए हैं इंडिया में जो केवल दिव्यांग व्यक्तियों के लिए, जो केवल पैरा एथलीटों के लिए डेवलप किए गए हैं। जैसे कि ग्वालियर में एक पूरा सेंटर अटल बिहारी जी के नाम से बनाया गया, जहाँ केवल दिव्यांग व्यक्ति के ही ट्रेनिंग कर सकते हैं, जहाँ पे एथलेटिक्स की ट्रेनिंग सुविधा है, जैसे जैसे वहाँ पे स्विमिंग की सुविधा है, जैसे वहाँ पे पावर लिफ्टिंग की सुविधा है, बैडमिंटन की सुविधा है। वैसे भी जितने भी साई के जितने भी सेंटर्स हैं इंडिया में, सभी में दिव्यांग व्यक्ति फ्रेंडली हैं, जहाँ पे भी अच्छे से मूव कर सकता है, अपनी डिसेबिलिटी को ओवरकम करके जहाँ पे स्पोर्ट्स सीख सकता है। तो सरकार की तरफ से बड़ा इनिशिएटिव ये हुआ। दूसरा इनिशिएटिव सेम जो हमारे कैश अवार्ड है, जैसे हम मेडल जीत के आते हैं तो एबल एथलीट को कैश अवार्ड स्टेट गवर्नमेंट देती है, सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट देती है, राज्य सरकारें भी और केंद्र की सरकार भी सेम ही कैश प्राइज हमारे पैरा एथलीट को देना स्टार्ट कर दिया है। इससे बहुत बड़ा बदलाव एक हमारे पैरा स्पोर्ट्स में आया। उसके बाद पीसीआई की रिक्वेस्ट करने पे बार सरकार ने ये भी इनिशिएटिव लिया और पहले खेलो इंडिया पैरा गेम्स 2023 में नेहरू स्टेडियम में आयोजित किए, जिनका सफल आयोजन एक पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को बहुत बड़ा बढ़ावा था, क्योंकि वो स्पोर्ट्स दूरदर्शन पे हर गांव-गांव में दिखाए जा रहे थे। तो उससे जितने भी दिव्यांग व्यक्ति हैं हमारे देश में, सभी स्पोर्ट्स की तरफ प्रेरित हुए और इस तरह से सरकार हमें सपोर्ट कर रही है। और हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी हमेशा पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को सपोर्ट करते हैं और हमेशा बढ़ चढ़ के हिस्सा लेते हैं पैरा स्पोर्ट्स में।
एक सवाल सर मैं यहाँ ये पूछना चाह रहा हूँ कि जैसे जो समाज के एबल बॉडीड जिन्हें हम कह रहे हैं जो लोग हैं, वो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स में कैसे अपना योगदान दे सकते हैं, जैसे एक वॉलंटियर के तौर पर, गाइड के तौर पर, कोच के तौर पर, तो क्या उनके लिए भी कुछ ऐसी संभावनाएं हैं जिससे कि वो पैरा स्पोर्ट्स का हिस्सा बन सकते हैं और उन खिलाड़ियों के इस स्पोर्ट में अपना योगदान दे सकते हैं और इस पैरा स्पोर्ट्स को और ऊपर ले जा सकते हैं?
आपने बिल्कुल सही कहा, बिना पैरा स्पोर्ट्स जो है बिना एबल व्यक्ति के संभव नहीं है, क्योंकि जैसे कि आपने बताया जो टोटली ब्लाइंड एथलीट होता है उसके साथ एक गाइडर रनिंग करता है, या उसके जो टोटली ब्लाइंड जो थ्रोवर्स होता है उसको एक एस्कोर्ट होता है जो उसको गाइड करता है, तो वो एबल ही इंसान होता है। तो वो एक नेशनल लेवल का एथलीट ही, जब उसको एक एथलीट को, एक रनर्स को, जैसे हमारी एक सिमरन एथलीट है जिसने ब्रॉन्ज मेडल जीता है, वो ब्लाइंड एथलीट है, लेकिन उसके साथ जो गाइडर दौड़ रहा था वो नेशनल लेवल का एथलीट है, तो वो भी उसके साथ दौड़ रहा था। तो एबल एथलीट का सपोर्ट बहुत ही ज्यादा जरूरी है और जितने भी कोचिस हैं, अधिकतर हमारे यहाँ पैरा स्पोर्ट में सभी एबल के कोचिस हैं, एबल की कोचिंग के साथ साथ हमें थोड़ा सा अपनी नॉलेज को अपग्रेड करना है, देन उसके बाद हमें पैरा स्पोर्ट को समझना है, देन हम उसको कोचिंग करा सकते हैं। और पैरा में एबल इंसानों के अलावा बिना सपोर्ट के आप पैरा स्पोर्ट्स नहीं कर सकते हैं, तो इनका सपोर्ट बहुत ज्यादा जरूरी है। और मैं सभी से रिक्वेस्ट करूंगा, सभी हमारे दिव्यांग व्यक्तियों को सपोर्ट करें, सभी को स्पोर्ट्स करने के लिए मोटिवेट करें, जिससे कि हम आने वाले टाइम में ज्यादा से ज्यादा इंडिया के लिए वर्ल्ड लेवल पे, ओलंपिक लेवल पे ज्यादा से ज्यादा मेडल जीत सकें।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद सर, आपने इतने विस्तार से और इतनी सरल भाषा में हमारे श्रोताओं को, सुनने वालों को पैरा स्पोर्ट्स के बारे में और इसमें करियर के बारे में, इसमें संभावनाओं के बारे में बताया और आप हमसे जुड़े, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। थैंक यू सर।
धन्यवाद सर, धन्यवाद।
Mr. Abhijit Bhattacharya, former volleyball player, speaks about volleyball as a sport and its future. Sports has garnered a lot of interest amongst the youngsters. Sports like volleyball amongst a lot of young generation, young people. To talk more on this, I'm joined by Mr. Abhijit Bhattacharya, former Indian volleyball team captain, and he started Brahmaputra Volleyball League in Assam in 2020. Mr. Bhattacharya, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Mr. Bhattacharya, first, I would like to understand from you, what led to the inception of Brahmaputra Volleyball League?
There are multiple factors to it. The fact that I am from Assam and I have seen how the children struggle to get the basic balls and net to play the game which they love so much. So our idea was to give a platform to all these village children who loves to play sports, and it's basically who loves to play volleyball. So idea was to give them a platform, and that's how we started this mission. And our mission was very small. We started like, how do we collect 100 balls and give it to the children? And since we achieved this very soon, then we realized that all these kids who are learning volleyball, they need a platform to display their talent. So that's how the idea of Brahmaputra Volleyball League came up, where one village goes to other village to play matches. The community comes together to organize a community meal, organize the matches. And on the next weekend, this particular village comes to other village, and one team host and one of the teams away team. So that's how we started this league, just to give a platform to the village children, those who don't have any other sporting platform.
Coming on to the Indian volleyball team currently, where do we stand when we see ourselves amongst the global players? Where does the Indian volleyball team stand at a global level? Could you please briefly explain about that?
Yes, Indian volleyball team per se is at par with any top teams of the world, in fact. So during the start of this century, 2001, 2003, we were among the top 5-10 countries in the world in the junior level. In the youth level, we were silver medalists. And our world ranking was 24 out of 220 volleyball playing nations. But if you see lately in the last 7-8 years, our world ranking has gone beyond 50. But then again, if you see the quality of players and the kind of facilities we have and the prospect which we have, with little bit of support, Indian volleyball can be the best 10 to 15 teams in the world.
Mr. Bhattacharya, do you feel that the awareness about volleyball as a sport is not as much as compared to other prominent modern sports? And if that's the case, how can we promote the sports amongst the youngsters?
Actually, volleyball is one of the most popular sport of a country, but it has been confined only to the rural areas. So being a rural sport, it has not been marketed well. And since now is the age of like, how do you market the game? How people can invest on this and get return from it? So that one part is lacking somewhere amongst the administrator of Indian volleyball. But if you see the number of children, number of people playing volleyball across the country, that number is huge. So we need to encase these numbers and make it as a viable proposition and showcase to the world that this is one sport who can be a world beater in the international arena. And then you need to promote this. So for this, again, there are two sides of this. One is the horizontal spread and one is the vertical spread. So definitely we have the horizontal spread because we have presence in every nook and corner of the country. But the fact that we have to pick up the cream and get them trained and give them the best of facilities so that they can compete with the world-class team. So that is how our planning is lacking, and we need to have a document in place. How do we reach the Olympics in the next 4 years? Or we need to have a 10-year plan.
Mr. Bhattacharya, now I would like to bring your focus to building a career in sports, not just in volleyball, but in every sport. How can sports help to sustain the livelihood of sports persons? Because a lot of people are contemplating a career in sports, but the parents are worried because sports is generally not considered as a career option. But now the story is changing. From past few years, the story has changed considerably. So how can people find a career in sports?
Very true. The perspective and the entire ecosystem in sports have changed. Earlier, sports was only confined to the players who are performing good gets a job in like a PSU or in a government sector or in a Indian Army or Navy. But now the entire gamut of sports related industry is growing, right from like coaching to the sports industry, the sports management, sports analytics, sport broadcasting, sport journalism, sports reporting. So the scope of getting employment, getting livelihood through sports has vastly increased. If you see the kind of investment coming into sports, the advertising agencies are hiring and cashing the sports person's potential. So along with this, the storytelling, the narrative has completely changed. Now, the institute like IMC is offering sports management courses. So that itself express or shows that how important or how the scope of sports person and sports industry is growing. So given this, now we have seen those who the children, those who wanted to play sports in their school level and could not pursue because of their parental pressure, are leaving corporate jobs and starting up in sports with different concepts, bringing in how to bring the children to the ground, how to make them physically fit. There are like instruments, there are like startups, there are like play fields and creating new playing areas, motivating children. So the scope is huge now, and there is no end to this. And everyone will agree to this, that the number of sports channels in the satellite TVs have grown tremendously. If you see now, all the other channels which are into entertainment are promoting sports. So sports is no longer just a professional sport. It's an entertainment, it's a recreation, it's a professional sport. And it is also like related to health. So I believe in the years to come, more and more livelihood opportunity will come up in sports.
Mr. Bhattacharya, since you spoke about the growing news about sports, more and more people have started talking about it. As a society, what can we do to inculcate interest in sports in the younger generation?
That needs to be ingrained in the curriculum of our education system. Say, for example, when you're growing up, you every 6 months you get a progress report, right? And that progress report is only confined to academics. So when somebody is scoring good in mathematics or science, you say that they are progressing. But you have never taken into consideration the physical fitness of the children. On a curriculum basis, if the physical fitness is also monitored and given a certificate to them that this is what we have Olympians, then only we realize ki, unless you measure their physical potential, you never know there is an Olympian at your home. So once you started measuring them from an early age and helping them to play sports, making them a mandatory event, or creating those facilities in every schools and villages. So that's how a culture of sports will be developed in a country.
I would like you to explain this to us, that how does sports help in shaping the personality of an individual?
Okay, let me express this in a different context. Like, I work in a PSU, public sector unit, and I joined as a sportsman. And when there was a time when sportsmen were looked down upon, like they may not be able to match up with the regular work of the company. But the kind of things which you learn in the management institutes are something which sportsmen inculcate in them in their sporting ground. If you say about leadership, when the need arises, the sportsman will lead. When the need arises, he can be an excellent team member. A kind of empathy, gratitude. All those things are ingrained in a sportsman. The only thing is we need to bring this up. And believe me, when you put someone in a challenging circumstances, the sportsman will always come up, accept the challenge, come up with a solution and go ahead. So he or she will not be never be complaining. He knows how to adjust with the minimum resources, whatever he has. So all these things we actually learn in the sporting ground and practically learn this. So kind of things which the management, a team building exercise, the leadership exercise, which the entire industry is lacking today, fighting to create an atmosphere of team building. Those are the things we have learned in our sporting ground. So it's very easier when you bring a sportsman and give them a challenge and you can solve every problem. Just motivate them. So that's how a sportsman can actually bring about a bigger change in the entire society and the mindset of the people.
Mr. Bhattacharya, I would like you to give a message to our listeners who are planning to build a career in sports. What message would you like to give them?
The scope is wide open now. Whatever you have your core competency in, may it like analytics, may it bringing software to sports, may it bringing like artificial intelligence. Actually, if you think of how you can identify the gaps and where you can work with your potential, that is where you can contribute to the society, contribute to the nation, and contribute to the medal winning prospect of the nation actually. So the scope is wide open. You are a sportsman or you're not a sportsman, that hardly matters. So we all are a sportsman within ourselves, and you can think of a solution. Think of a challenge, whatever there is, and you can find a solution to it and in all the directions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bhattacharya, for sparing your valuable time. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Sports help in shaping personality and building character. And now it is time that the youth can explore a career in it.
You were listening to a discussion on career and prospects in sports. The participants were Uday Vishwanath Deshpande, Padma Shri and International Mallakhamb Coach, Poonam Benival, Senior Development Officer, Top Scheme, Dr. Satyapal Singh, Chief Coach of Para Sports, and Abhijit Bhattacharya, former volleyball player. Moderators were Deeksha Saxena and Kamal Kumar Prajapati, Akashwani correspondents. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.